Well, to my surprise and delight, everything was as right as possible. The table was set out ready for me, and Mr. Duncan Ross was there to see that I got fairly to work. He started me off upon the letter A, and then he left me, but he would drop in from time to time to see that all was right with me. At 2 o'clock he bade me good day, complimented me upon the amount that I had written, and locked the door of the office after me. Well, this went on day after day, Mr. Holmes, and on Saturday the manager came in and planked down 4 golden sovereigns for my week's work. It was the same next week, and the same the week after. Every morning I was there at 10, and every afternoon I left at 2. By degrees, Mr. Duncan Ross took to coming in only once of a morning, and then, after a time, he did not come in at all. Still, of course, I never dared to leave the room for an instant, for I was not sure when he might come, and the billet was such a good one and suited me so well that I would not risk the loss of it. 8 weeks passed away like this, and I had written about abbots and archery and armour and architecture and Attica, and hoped with diligence that I might get on to the bees before very long. It cost me something in foolscap, and I'd pretty nearly filled a shelf with my writings. And then, suddenly, the old business came to an end.